Artist.io.
Welcome back to the Eye Test, y'all. I'm your co-host, Jackson Buss, here with my co-host, Dylan Godina. High atop a Friday afternoon, Thanksgiving weekend, Thanksgiving break coming up. Dylan, are we feeling grateful? How are we feeling?
I'm feeling thankful. So thankful.
Thankful for many things. Thankful for college football. Thankful for my friends.
Of course.
All right. Jumping right into it. Kind of a not the most exciting college football Saturday last week, but still some good games setting up a huge Saturday and a lot of playoff implications. Kind of a take care of business week for most of these teams. Starting LSU at Florida, the Gators get the upset win. DJ Lagway was back. Obviously, this Gator team is two completely different teams with DJ Lagway playing and when he's not. And we know Billy Napier's staying for another year, at least one more year. And I think this Florida team's been pretty underrated. Like, they haven't been their team for most of the games throughout the season. You know, like, Grant Mertz was starting, then DJ Lagway was hurt. And, you know, this team took Tennessee to overtime, beat LSU by double digits.
Yeah, I really like this Florida team. I think that they're starting to turn into the right direction when it comes to recruiting. I think Napier's kind of gaining some momentum. And I think they're really slept on team with DJ Lagway. They've played in some really close games. Even the games that they lost, the games that they've lost have for the most part been close with DJ Lagway. And but LSU, man.
Yeah, I mean, this they dropped out of the rankings after this loss, and who knew? Who knew that that USC LSU game was just the fraud bowl? I mean, it was crazy. There was 13 versus 16. Everyone was super hyped up. USC literally had confetti on the field, acting like they won the Super Bowl. And now both these teams have, USC has five losses, I believe. LSU has four now.
Yeah.
Both completely out of the picture. Moving on, Tennessee at Georgia. Probably the most playoff implicated game of the weekend. Tennessee started really well. They started hot. They were looking good. I was like, wow, are they gonna get this done? Is this Georgia's season done? And then they come back, fire on all cylinders in the second half. They get a late touchdown, which is huge for them. And they just continue their success. And Georgia kind of just took care of business. Kind of second half went as expected that we thought before the game.
Yeah, Georgia looked very solid. I think this is honestly huge for them, kind of just to get that win, especially after a few weeks ago when they lost that, especially after that Ole Miss loss. And the Carson Beck looked a lot better. He was sizing up that secondary. I think it's a great win for Georgia.
Right. I mean, and that just adds to the SEC chaos. We've still got all these two lost teams. One of these teams might end up getting left out. You know, this might have been a must-win game for Tennessee, but you know, there's still a lot can still happen. And we'll see.
Yeah.
Moving on, next game, Kansas at BYU. BYU loses their first game of the season. This Jayhawks team, red hot right now, just knocking off teams left and right, ending their season. Iowa State, BYU. We got Colorado this Saturday. You got to be scared if you're a Buffs fan. This Kansas team is just red hot right now.
Yeah, no, I think they're playing a really good ball right now. I think, honestly, they're playing like a top 25 team at this point in time. The past 5-6 weeks, they've looked great. I mean, Daniels looks so much better than he did at the beginning of the season. He really turned his season around. And, BYU – I've been saying, man, I thought of them a lot as like 2022 TCU, like it's very similar vibes, just going week by week, win by win. But
we're finally seeing the Jalen Daniels that we thought we were gonna get this year. Disappointing season overall for Kansas. You know, after last year, they thought their program was kind of finally going back in the direction they wanted. And it's been a tough year for the Jayhawks, but they're getting their momentum going now. They're one of the most dangerous teams in the country right now. Like, you don't want to play this team right now. They're red hot. And yeah,
Killer Jays.
Dion could have his hands full on Saturday.
I think he does. I think he does.
This week, it's been Flitmas. It's been Flitmas this week. Lot of movements. You know, obviously the biggest news, Bryce Underwood flipping to Michigan. Super shocking, you know, like he threw that report on his Instagram story, like Bryce Underwood reportedly unbothered by the $10 million offer by Michigan. And the bag just came in. The bag came in, and then Bryce couldn't say no.
Yeah, I mean, flips giving. Bryce Underwood, apparently he was on the phone with Tom Brady a lot the past few weeks. So he's had a lot of notable people in his ears.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I mean, even you said like we were watching a couple clips, and that he looks like the real deal. I mean,
Yeah,
he's a tank. He's a
he's
beast. I
insane.
mean,
He's fucking Sorry, he's huge. He's huge. He's 6'4", 220, and he can run. I mean,
he's really huge, Dylan.
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's huge for Michigan. You know, I expect. Sure, I'm honestly really surprised by him. Like when you're looking at Michigan, like Sharon Moore is looking more and more of a fraud as the season goes on, and they've lost two other recruits recently as well, and really surprising decision. I'm gonna be interested to see like what the state of the program for Michigan is gonna be when Bryce starts playing.
Yeah, I'm really concerned. I mean, Michigan has such wealthy alumni too. So I mean, I'm surprised that they haven't really made as much as like made as big of a splash in the recruiting world. But honestly, this could be the start of a new trend. I think Michigan get the ball rolling re recruiting, and if when once that happens, I think that they're gonna be very scary.
Yeah, but I think Sharon Moore is
I
going
don't
to
really like
be
Sharon
two
Moore, though. That's
years.
the only thing. I don't think he's even deserved that job. Like,
Yeah,
what has he
like
done?
what he like he beat two teams that they were favored by double digits last year when Harbaugh wasn't there, so he
Yeah.
gave him a job. But yeah, it's a really interesting time for Michigan right now. Like with Harbaugh and McCarthy, it kind of felt like a certain group of people like that were kind of the face of the program were leaving. And they tried to keep that same culture and trend, but obviously that hasn't gone well for them this year. We're really interested to see where this program ends up going.
Yeah, for sure.
New playoff rankings came out on Tuesday night. Not too much change, kind of how we all expected. Georgia moves up a couple spots. Bama's at 7. Notre Dame still outrageously at 6. I want them to lose to Army so bad. This team does not deserve a spot in the playoff. The fact that they're ranked number 6 right now is outrageous. I mean, Riley Leonard, he's fine. He's an okay quarterback, and their defense is really solid, but they don't have an elite unit, Notre Dame, that carries them through these games. Their schedule's weak. They lost to NIU at home. It's an atrocity. It's an atrocity.
I think Notre Dame is a little better than what you give credit for. I do think they're ranked too high, but I think Notre Dame is a very solid team. Their secondary is extremely good. Their secondary is elite. I mean, Riley Leonard, he honestly looks like he's playing better and better week by week.
He is. Yeah, he is.
Seems like he's really progressing throughout the season. And I do want them to lose to Army. I think that would be awesome if Army beat Notre Dame. But actually, this is a question I have. So, Army and Navy play after the committee selects the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
So, like, how does that work?
I don't even know. I'm gonna double check that. They play on the 14th. I'm pretty sure that the final rankings come out the 8th. Yeah, they do. Okay, I just
So,
yeah,
like,
just
could they
remembered.
get put in the so Army if Army goes undefeated, they beat Notre Dame, and they get put in the playoff. Could they just like lose to Navy the next week? It doesn't
That's
even
the
mean.
thing. Like I guess they bench their no, they care about that game. They wouldn't
Yeah.
bench people. I don't know. That would be really crazy. Like I don't know what they would do. Like
They
they'd have
could
to like,
they couldn't pull them out. Like there would just be it'd
yeah.
just be chaos. Like everyone would be outraged.
Yeah, people would just be pissed. Yeah, I mean Penn State and Indiana still above all these SEC teams, but just also my second biggest gripe with these rankings. Indiana, they'll finally have their chance to prove it. Everyone's been saying like all they got to do is just don't lose too bad, and then they're in, and then they're in. And it's like just the dumbest thing ever. Like
I think
when
they
have
could
we
win this
ever,
game. I think they could win this game, Bus.
like when have we ever analyzed college football games like this? Like this is still college football. Like you got to keep this. It's still a sport. Like you got to keep the sport what it is. Like oh, Indiana, like just don't lose by too much. Like when do you ever say that before a game? Like this
Don't
is a matchup between two teams that are playing it to win. They're not, it's not a dance recital, you know, like they're not putting on a performance and like to see like you know, like it's just the dumbest thing to me
I think they
that
could
people don't
win,
really care
man.
about the outcome of the game anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty ridiculous. I think that I mean, I think it's pretty messed up how people are already saying that, like assuming that Ohio State's gonna just it's like an automatic win. But like I think Indiana has like a real chance to win this game. I think Ohio State, they've looked pretty vulnerable throughout the season. And I think Indiana, like they're really like good coach football team. I could see them putting together a good game and coming out of Columbus with the win.
Yeah, 100%. Speaking of that, we'll just hop into that preview. I mean, the biggest thing that Indiana has, so obviously Ohio State loses their starting center, Seth McLaughlin. Already an O-line that hasn't performed as well as they wanted to
They're
early in their
already riddled with injuries. They're
yeah,
already
and that right side of the O-line is pretty bad. And even though they have two of the top five running backs in the country, top 10, depending on your point of view, but they haven't been able to get them going. They haven't been able to light them on fire, and they've been struggling all year. And Indiana has the number one rush defense in terms of yards per game. And if they can just completely eliminate that as a part of Ohio State's offense, then they have a great chance to win this game. I am worried about the offense though. I if Penn State wins this game, or sorry, if Indiana wins this game, like Ohio State cannot score more than 20 points, I think.
Really,
I
I think they could put up some points, man. I think that Will Howard's gonna turn the ball over.
That is true. That is a way that they can put up points. But in terms of 75-yard drives against this Ohio State defense, I worry about Indiana's success. When you just look at matchup wise, it does not look good for the Hoosiers in terms of when they have a ball. And but yeah, I think you're right. I think they can definitely force some turnovers. Will Howard, a little bit of a bozo gene there. And I think they can, but that's gonna be the key to the game. Indiana, they gotta win in the margins, you know, like they gotta get the 50-50 balls, they gotta win the turnover battle. Don't miss any field goals, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, I
And
got
but
you.
that's what Indiana's done all year. This is a really well-run program, really well-coached team, and that's what they've done all year.
Again, it just pisses me off hearing how the media is approaching this game. Really no respect to Indiana at all for being 10-0. Yes, they haven't really played anyone, but they're still a good football team. Coach Sig's a great coach, and I think it's gonna be a great game. I think it's going to be a great game. I do not think Indiana is going to get blown out at all. I think it's going to be a good competitive game up till the end.
Yeah, I mean, I think a good start is key to Indiana. I know they've come back in a lot of their games this year. Like they've had bad starts. That's been an issue for them, but they always overcome it. But this is Ohio State. You know, this isn't Michigan State. And if they go down 10-0, 13-0 with like 5 minutes left in the first, and you know, the shoe is rocking, it's gonna be hard for them to mount a comeback there. So I think a good start is key. And it's just control. They can't let it get out of their hands. They got to control the tempo, control the pace of the game. Do what they've done to Ohio State, what they do to these other teams. They shouldn't approach this game any differently because it's like, oh, big bad Ohio State. Like, do what they know they can do. Treat them just like any other opponent. And I think they can win this game.
I agree.
Moving on to a little bit of a sleeper game. Penn State at Minnesota. Another big upset that I really want to happen because I don't think Penn State deserves that number four ranking. But I do think they deserve a spot in the playoff, but they're not the fourth best team in the country. PJ Fleck, you know, he wins these ball games. This is what he does. When Minnesota doesn't, when they don't, when their season doesn't matter anymore, he'll knock you off right at the end and screw you. PJ Fleck, you know, he's beaten James Franklin twice in his career. And you know, Penn State in general, they lose Ohio State, Michigan, and then they usually drop one more to one of those bottom, not bottom feeding, like mid-tier Big Ten teams. That's kind of like the trend of their season, and they haven't had that yet. So I think this is a really bad spot for them. It's at Minnesota. But if they were to lose this game, it'd have to be because they shoot themselves in the foot. Their defense should dominate Minnesota. Minnesota shouldn't have more than two touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, what's the spread on this one? Like 20, I think 21, right?
I thought it was like 14.
14. I don't know about Minnesota fully winning outright, but I really do like Minnesota spread, whether it's 21 or 14. I really like 12. Minnesota 12, yeah. I like Minnesota spread in this game. You're right. I think that Minnesota matches up really well with Penn State. Like, I don't think Penn State's just going to be able to dominate them on the ground like how they normally move the ball. Honestly, like, Minnesota's run defense is pretty solid. And I think Penn State's going to struggle a little bit offensively, but I think they're just going to pull it out. I don't really see Penn State dropping this game.
Like I said, if they do, it'll be because of coaching mistakes and turnovers, which they are very susceptible to. Penn State is a football team historically and this year. I'm just saying, I think if this game is close in the second half or late first half, I think it'll be close all the way. You know, like like Penn State needs to grab a game out of the balls and take care of business, or if they let them hang around too much, like Minnesota, they've got a feisty defense, man. Like PJ Fleck, like, it's just what he does. And I think it's a good game to keep your eye on.
Yeah, Minnesota's a good team. I mean, like, there's just like a few plays in their season, like, and this could very easily be an 8-2 team.
Yep.
Like, all the places are really close. Yeah.
Heading in to the Big 12, let's do this one first. BYU at Arizona State. Pretty much the winner of this game will go to the Big 12 championship, most likely. And pretty crazy that this is the matchup, man. I mean, these teams were projected to finish 13th and 16th in the Big 12 before the season started. And here they are, atop of the conference, playing for a chance to get in the playoff. Obviously a must-win game for both teams. I think it's going to be a really awesome game. These teams are pretty similar. Kyle Whittingham, he's got Arizona State rolling these past few weeks. BYU coming off their first loss. I don't know how that'll affect them, you know, like, how they're going to rally their guys after their first loss, especially when it's you get close call after close call week in, week out, then you finally drop one. It's a tough spot for them, and they're going to Arizona State. I think it's going to be an awesome game, but I think Arizona State's going to pull it out.
Yeah, I like Arizona State in this one, just at home in Tempe. I don't think BYU's all that, man. I'm telling you, they're surviving week by week. But Arizona State's extremely hot right now. They're extremely hot. They're one of the hotter teams in college football, and I really like them in this spot at home.
I mean, like I said, like, they rely on their defense forcing turnovers and being opportunistic, and obviously you can't get that consistency week in and week out. I think overall Arizona State just is the better football team, but BYU, they have a knack for winning games. But my problem is, like, I really just don't like how their offenses look these past few weeks. I mean, they've been struggling a lot, and I think BYU's trending down, Arizona State's trending up. I think Arizona's.
I agree.
The Big 12 game, Colorado at Kansas. Talked about this a little bit earlier. These boys are hot. Jayhawks are hot.
Yeah, they're hot. Yeah, tell them.
Deion wants to make history. Deion wants to take his team to the playoff. Awesome quarterback matchup. Should be a great duel between Daniels and Shadur. Obviously, Colorado is the more talented team here. But like I said, the spread is what the spread is for a reason. People are scared of Kansas. And I think they'll be competitive, but I think Colorado pulls it out in the end. I just think their offense is too explosive for Kansas, and Kansas doesn't really have the lines, the guys in the trenches to take advantage of the deficiencies that Colorado has there.
I like Kansas in this one, man. I think Kansas is hot. I think they're feisty. I think
Colorado's hot too.
I just like I think this Kansas team has an edge. I think they're pissed off about their bad start this year, and they want to show and prove to the country that they're just as good as the team that we thought they were going to be. And I think that at home in Lawrence, I think that I don't know. I see them winning this game. I'd pick them.
All right, should be an awesome game. All right, yeah. Army at Notre Dame. Some are calling this the game of the week. Well, you're watching Ohio State, Indiana. I'm watching Army, Notre Dame. You know, you look at Army. I mean, they're first in the country in completion percentage passing. First in rushing yards.
How many attempts is he averaging a game? Like six.
I don't know, but technically they are the number one best team pass completion. I will say though, the Notre Dame, the weak part of their defense is their run defense. Obviously, that's all Army does. And I don't like. I think Marcus Freeman, like I don't think he's a winner. I think Marcus Freeman is a loser. Like I just think he's a loser. Like not like a personality.
I think he's a chill guy.
Like obviously he seems like a great guy, but I just think he's a loser in terms of football games. Like he just doesn't get it done. And I don't trust Riley Leonard enough. Like I just don't trust him enough. So I really do think there's a real chance Army wins this game. I also think there's a real chance it's a complete blowout, and like my hopes are dashed by the end of the first quarter.
I think it's gonna be like a slaughter, dude. I don't think this game's gonna
dude,
be
Army's got at a all. they got a solid defense too. You know, they're 9-0. They're looking to make history.
Not gonna be close, man.
I think Army wants this so much more than Notre Dame does, man. Like Notre Dame, like this is not the Notre Dame of the 60s and the 70s, man. Like these guys are just they play their cupcake schedule every year. Oh, we're Notre Dame. We're not in a conference because we're Notre Dame. We're special. Like they haven't done anything, man. Like every I said this to you the other night. Every single year that I've existed on this earth, Notre Dame has been fraudulent. They've been a fraud team. Okay. The first season ever that I watched in college football, Notre Dame was ranked number one the entire year. And they lose 56-7 in the national championship. All I've ever known is that these guys are fraud. They don't deserve to be in the playoff. Give me Army on the money line and the points. Best bet of the week. It's in the wagon.
Dude, they're going to get cooked, man. They're going to get cooked.
I believe. You got to believe.
Water. It's going to be bad, dude.
Yeah? What's the spread for this game?
I think it's like Notre... I'll look it up. But like continue elaborate more on that Army pick. I want a thesis.
I'm trying to get the spread. I think it's like 14.5. See, I can't find them because I got to go through all FBS because Notre Dame's not in a damn conference, so I can't. Okay, yeah, that's 14. I wonder what the spread of that NIU game was. You know, I don't know what it was. But I wonder what
28. I think it was 28 or 30. It was one of the biggest like.
And you know what? That's all I have to say, Dylan. These guys lose games, man. They're not winners. Notre Dame are losers. That's why they play this independent cupcake schedule.
I think that they need to join a conference because they're ruining. They're like, I mean, they don't play a conference championship. They play no one. I mean, like they are the number six team right now. It's just solely because they have the gold helmet.
Exactly, man. And Army's gonna take it from them.
Army's not doing shit, dude. Army's not winning this game. Army's not winning.
Right.
I don't think it's gonna be close.
Oh, you think it'll be close?
No, I don't think it's going to be close. I think it's gonna be like I can see at half being like 28-3.
No, but no. Dude, Notre Dame, they're not putting up 28 points.
Yes, sir.
You realize Army, like, they take, like, entire quarters for their drives. Like what 28 points is Notre Dame getting by halftime?
I don't know, man. I think it's going to be a slaughter.
They have the mentality, man. These dudes are soldiers. They're killers. They're assassins. They're going to dice them up, man.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Hypothetically, though, if Army was to win this,
I think they're gonna put those glorified ROTC players to bed.
So disrespectful, man. All right, hypothetically though, let's say Army wins this game. They're at 19 right now. Teams ahead of them: South Carolina, Clemson, Colorado, A&M, BYU, SMU, Boise State. How far do you think they climb?
I think if they win, I think they'd be 12. I think they would jump.
Jump everyone except for,
yeah, because SEC. They're undefeated, and like that one would like prove that they're like legit.
Yeah. So you think Army's in with a win to the playoff?
If they win, I think they should be, yeah.
I feel like you were singing a different tune.
I'm singing a different tune.
Yeah, I feel like you were saying different things a week ago.
What tune was I singing?
That Army has no chance of getting in.
I didn't say that. I think that if they go undefeated, I think they're getting in. I think they totally should. Why? How could an undefeated team that has a win over the number six team in the country on the road? How would they not get in? How would they not get in a 12-team playoff?
I that's what I think, but I'm saying you said something else the other day. Regardless, it doesn't matter. I think if Notre Dame loses, they should be out of the rankings.
I think that they should honestly in their football team if they lose.
No, they should be out of the rankings.
Yeah, they should. I mean, who are their ranked wins? It's Louisville, A&M.
A&M with like Connor Wingman, like in week one. Mike Elko's like first career game.
Navy.
Yeah, they'd be Navy.
Yeah, I mean,
get him. I'm saying it right now. I don't think Notre Dame's gonna be ranked by the end of the year, but I think they're gonna lose to USC too. That's another game. They've gotta lose. They're losing one of these last two. I'm telling you, Notre Dame. They're losing one of these last two. I don't know which one. They're losing to Army or USC or both. But I promise you, they're losing one of those.
I don't think so. I think they're gonna make the playoff.
Yeah, and they'll get their ass whooped in the first round by whoever they play, Georgia, Tennessee. It's ridiculous. Final game that we got a preview: Texas A&M at Auburn. I mean, this is a really interesting spot. You know, this is a really interesting spot. You know, A&M playoff hopes technically still alive. Obviously, they got to win that game against Texas in the final week. But I feel like Auburn, they're always in the headlines in this week, you know, like the second to last week and the last week.
Yeah, they always do some crazy, like some crazy stuff always goes down in Auburn the last 2 weeks.
Something in the air in Jordan Hare in late November.
I can feel it coming in the air.
There's always some chaos going down there. That it's it's a special stadium. I think it's got some magic. That being said, though, I think A&M wins by double digits. I know like everyone's memeing Mike Elko for saying, we're all of our focus is on Texas. Oh, I mean Auburn. Like I know everyone's making fun of him for saying that. And while I do think obviously Texas is like all these guys are thinking about right now, I do think they're focused. I know they know they need to win this game. I think they'll be focused. Auburn does have a really strong run defense, A&M's strength, but they haven't been tested too many times against a mobile quarterback. So we'll see how that plays out.
I really like Auburn in this game. I don't think A&M can't really pass the ball. Their entire offense is really reliant on the run. Auburn's run defense is honestly really good. Auburn's a very talented team. They're a very talented team. They're not the team that their record implies that they are. They're better than that.
It's too bad they have a piece of broccoli at quarterback.
But. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just the turnovers. Auburn stays with the ball, doesn't throw cupcakes straight to A&M's defense. I mean, I think that there's a I think I honestly I give me Auburn. I like Auburn at night at Jordan O'Hare in this setting. This is Auburn. This is Auburn football. This game. This is how Auburn's been. past few years, it's just I just can't heritage. Pull it out.
This is football heritage.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, honestly, I take back what I said. I think it's gonna be a close game. I don't think they'll win by double digits, but you got to give A&M a little bit of credit. You know
why? Why?
I they have a great defense, and they are more talented. They are a better football team than Auburn. You know, that's just a fact.
Yeah, they are. I think that they're a better football team than Auburn, but I mean, I don't think this A&M team is anything
and
special.
You know, they lost their backup running back for the year. Like, they've lost two running backs now. Yeah, I don't really know how A&M is gonna. That's the thing. Like, that's why Auburn has a great chance, because I don't really know how A&M is gonna score, but I also don't know how Auburn is gonna score.
Well, they get the ball into the end zone, and then they rack up points. No, I think Auburn's gonna be fine, man. Like, I'm just worried about them not having enough time in the pocket, and Peyton Thorne's just throwing stupid interceptions. I think that's the only thing that really makes me scared about this Auburn pick. But I don't see. They're, like you said, A&M's backup running back's out for the year. I just don't see. I'm blank. I don't see Marcel that highly. I think he only had that huge standout performance against LSU because they didn't scheme for him. Against South Carolina, he looked pretty mediocre. I'm not high on Marcel Reed at all.
Yeah. It's tough, man. I'm going to give you an exact prediction. 17-19, and then A&M walks it off with a 1-point victory. And they escape, and they head back home for the game of the century.
Game of the century is pretty extreme. But, yeah, I could see that happening. I can see that happening.
Honestly, think about it. You take away, rankings and records, just objectively, just a matchup of two teams. Like, when is the last time there's been this much hype and build up around just a game? You know, like before the season started, people were talking about it. If you're taking away oh, it's 1 versus 2, nothing, just a regular season, just matchup.
It's gotta be one of the Michigan Ohio State games.
Yeah, or Auburn Alabama, but yeah. Even then, man, I think this is bigger because they play every year. Like, it's 12 years in the making. Yeah. 12 years.
Yeah, man, it's going to be insane. We'll bring y'all a little more coverage on that game next week if y'all tune in.
Best bets.
Yeah. Hold on. It is almost Thanksgiving, and me and Jackson here at the Eye Test just want to thank all of our loyal followers who have been rocking and rolling with us so far this football season. We've had a blast making this show, and thank you all for tuning in.
Yep, 100%. All right. Even though it was kind of a joke, I don't really advise you guys to take this bet, but I'm going to be taking it. Army money line. You know, you gotta ride with our boys, man. That's America, dude. Those are our guys. Notre Dame is not America. Okay. It represents the cupcake side of America. All right. And then the other bet that I would take, take the Army money line. Like, I'm not telling you not to, but I'm just saying that this is a purely heart bet for me.
I just want to clarify something that joke that I made about Army. I take it back. It's just a stupid joke. Didn't mean to disrespect our troops. I love America. And I will, you know what, Bus? I like the Army pick. It's America. It's an American pick. I'll do it. I'll follow you.
On Thanksgiving week, leading up to Thanksgiving, who are you rocking with, dude? The Leprechauns, the Irish, or the country where you were born and raised?
Yeah.
My other best bet, I kind of alluded to it earlier when we were talking about the game. Ohio State, Indiana, under 52.5. That's a high over under. And like I said, I think it's gonna be a battle, a defensive battle, because both these teams match up really well. Ohio State is not gonna be able to run the ball. Indiana's offense is a little unmatched against Ohio State's defense. Their secondary is way too good. Indiana has they have a good core. They have a good group of receivers, but they don't have an elite one. And I think in these games you kind of need a playmaker. Indiana doesn't really have that at the wide receiver position. So I think it's going to be like, I think both teams will be in the 20s for sure. So that's why I like under 52 and a half.
Yeah, I like that bet. First bet I'm gonna say is Auburn plus 2.5. Really like Auburn in this game. I think Texas A&M is gonna it's gonna be the rat it's a rat poison game for A&M. Stinky cheese, stinky cheddar, all over Jordan O'Hare Stadium. Auburn's getting it done. I think plus 2.5, even money line here is a great bet. And Bus, you have one more?
No, but I would advise, if you're a smart bettor, take the add a point, take it at minus 160 at plus 3.5 instead of the minus 110, 2.5. It's just, you're a smart bettor, you need to do that. That's all I'll say.
All right. And then my final pick, I really like Louisville -8 against Pittsburgh at home. I think Louisville's really like catching their stride later in this season. They look super good against Clemson, and I think it's in Pitt's the opposite. I think they're getting a little worse week by week. So I really like Louisville to
They
win and
lost last
cover
week to
at home.
Stanford.
Huh?
Louisville lost to Stanford last week.
I think I like him. I like him.
I do agree with you. I think Louisville's super underrated, but like they lost to Stanford last week.
Yeah, but still, I don't care. Louisville -8. Go Cards, go Tigers. Yeah, that's all I have to say. Boss, you have anything else?
Forgot one team. Go Army.
America's team. All right, everyone. Yeah, make sure to place those bets in by 11 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Black
We
Knights.
love, we love, we love America here at the Eye Test. We love the Army. Thank you all for tuning in. And as always, stay safe in the student section. Peace out, guys.
Music licensing reimagined.